Covida,
cognizant.
Tudatos.
Translation. Once upon a time, great sages were made angry by the sporting activities of the princely descendants of the Yadu and Bhoja dynasties, and thus, as desired by the Lord, the sages cursed them.
Egyszer a Yadu és a Bhoja dinasztia hercegei leszármazottjai tréfáikkal feldőítették a nagy bölcseket, akik ezért az Úr vágyából megátkozták őket.
Report. The associates of the Lord who were playing the part of princely descendants of the Yadu and Bhoja dynasties were not ordinary living entities.
Magyarázat. Az Úr társai, akik a Yadu és Bhoja dinasztia hercegei leszármazottjainak szerepét játszották, nem voltak közönséges élőlények.
It is not possible that they could offend any saintly man or sage, nor could the sages, who are all pure devotees of the Lord, be influenced to anger by any of the sporting activities of the princes born in the holy dynasties of Yadu or Bhoja, wherein the Lord himself appeared as a descendant.
Nem tudtak volna megsérteni semmilyen szent embert vagy bölcsek, a bölcseket, akik mind az Úr tiszta baktái voltak, sem tudtak volna felbőszíteni a szent Yadu vagy Bhoja dinasztia, amelyben az Úr jelent meg leszármazottként, hercegének egyetlen csintelése sem.
The cursing of the princes by the sages was another transcendental pastime of the Lord to make a show of anger.
Az, hogy a bölcsek megátkozták a hercegeket, az Úr egy újabb transzcendentális keftelése, egy dühös színjáték volt csupán.
The princes were cursed in order that one may know that even the descendants of the Lord, who could never be vanquished by any act of material nature, were subjected to the reactions of anger by great devotees of the Lord.
A hercegeket azért sújtotta az átok, hogy megtanuljuk, még az Úr leszármazottja is, akiket még az anyagi természet sem győzhetett le, semmilyen tettével sem, áldozatul eshetnek a visszaadásnak, amelyet az Úr nagy baktájának dühe vor maga után.
One should therefore take great care and attention not to commit an offense at the feet of a devotee of the Lord.
Nagyon óvatosnak kell tehát lennünk, és ügyelnünk kell, hogy ne kövessünk el sértést az Úr baktájának lába ellen.
Homagyana timirandasya vilanjana slakaya Chapsur unmiritam yena tasmai shri urulei namaha Ukam karoti vachalam pangam nangayate girim Yat kripata mahammade shri urulei Nama om vishnu buddhaya Krishna pristaya bhutulei Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swamiji Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vasthade Sitarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this chapter is entitled The Lord's Pastimes Out of Vrindavan. And many activities of the Lord are being presented in this chapter. And this particular verse today is speaking about the Lord's pastime of removing the descendants of the Yadu and Bhoja dynasties from the planet.
És ez a vers konkrétan arról szól, arról kettelésre, hogy az Úr hogyan távolította el a Yadu és Bhoja dinasztia leszármazottjait.
In preparation for his own departure.
Aközben, hogy felkészült a saját eltávozására.
So this is a very significant pastime.
Ez egy nagy jelentőségű kettelés.
And ultimately, as explained in this verse clearly, is that it was a desire of the Lord.
Egyértelműen kijelentik, hogy ez az Úr vágyából történt.
Just as the battle of Kurukshetra ultimately was the will of the Lord.
Ugyanúgy, hogy a Kurukshetrai csata, az is az Úr végső során az Úr vágyából történt.
I believe, maybe not here, but it's also described how the Lord arranged the whole battle to take place.
Az is elmondva, hogy ott az Úr hogyan rendezte el, hogy az egész csata megtörténhessen.
And therefore, ultimately, everyone was instrumental there to the will of the Lord.
Végső során mindenki az Úr kezében egy eszközként működik.
And even though so many living beings or so many soldiers were killed in the battlefield,
habár nagyon sok élő lény, nagyon sok katona meghalt ebben a csatában,
even great devotees such as Yudhisthira Maharaj was also bewildered as to why this battle had to take place.
Még az olyan nagy bakták, mint Yudhisthira Maharaj is megzavarodott, hogy miért kellett ennek a hatalmas csatának megtörténnie.
And therefore, Bhishma gave in his instructions to Yudhisthira Maharaj explained, na yasit kahichidrajan bhuma vida vidhitsitam yad vijigyasi yuktamu yanti kaviyopihi, that it's very difficult for anyone to understand completely the plans of the Supreme Lord.
És ezért Bhishma tanításaiban Yudhisthira Maharaj felé elmagyarázza, hogy nagyon nehéz megérteni teljesen az Úr cselekedeteinek az okát.
Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they're still bewildered.
Még a nagy filozófusok, ők is megzavarodnak.
So, ultimately, it is very difficult to fully comprehend what is the plan of the Lord.
Végső során nagyon nehéz teljesen megérteni, hogy miért cselekszik az Úr úgy, ahogy cselekszik.
And that also a plan, it also applies to this particular plan for the Lord's removal of the descendants of the Yadu dynasty.
És ez vonatkozik erre a kettelésre is, ahogy az Úr eltávolította a Yadu és Bodhu dinasztia leszármazottjait.
When you actually take into consideration the number of people who existed within the Yadu dynasty, it was quite an extensive number.
Hogyha elgondolkoztak azon, hogy hány tagja volt a Yadu dinasztiának, akkor nagyon sokan voltak.
It was the Yadu dynasty, Bodhu dynasty, Andhaka dynasty, Vishnu dynasty, they're all different descendants, ultimately coming from Yadu, King Yadu.
A Yadu dinasztia, a Bodhu dinasztia, a Vishnu dinasztia, ezek mind Yadu királytól származtak.
And numbering incalculable numbers. And as we know, all the members of these dynasties had previously been requested by the Lord to take birth in these dynasties. And it's explained here very clearly, Prabhupada says, they were not ordinary living entities.
És a Srila Prabhupád nagyon egyértelműen kijelentette, hogy nem voltak közönséges élőlények.
They were all actually requested by the Lord from the upper planetary systems, the heavenly planetary systems, the administrative planetary systems, everywhere, that they were all requested to take birth in this dynasty to fulfill, help him fulfill his pastimes.
Hanem az Úr kérte meg őket a felső bolygórendszerekben, a vezető bolygókon, hogy jelenjenek meg és segítkezzenek a kettelésének bemutatásában.
And the request, of course, was made by the Lord after the demigods and Lord Brahma appeared before the Lord, requesting him to appear in this world and to deal with the heavy burden the earth was carrying.
És az Úr azután kérte meg őket, hogy Brahma és a félistenek megkérték az Urat magát, hogy jelenjen meg a Földön, és enyhítsen azon a terhen, ami a Földet nyomta.
So all these descendants of the Yadu dynasty were still present on the planet. And the Lord's purpose for his descent had already been fulfilled. And he began to deliberate. What is he going to do? How is he going to leave with all the descendants still present?
És azon gondolkozott, hogy hogyan folytatottak így az élet, hogy mindezek a leszármazottak még mindig jelen vannak.
And it was also explained that the reason why it was difficult is because they were so special that nobody could kill them.
És elmagyarázzák, hogy azért volt különleges ez a helyzet, mert olyan erősek voltak, hogy senki tudta őket megölni.
Of course he could have waited until they all eventually died off or left, but then there was another problem with that.
És persze meg lehetett volna látni, hogy ők saját magukra eltávozzanak, de ez egy másik probléma okozott volna.
And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explains, gives one reason why there was a problem with that. He says generally the descendants of the Lord, they think themselves to be very special. They're not ordinary, they're descendants of the Lord. And because they think themselves to be very special, they sometimes behave in a way which is improper. And even out of a sense of pride, they disrespect those persons who are properly representing the Lord in disciplic succession.
És a tanítvány láncolatban belül azok, akik megfelelően viselkednek, azok a nem megfelelő gondolatok születhetik
rá. So therefore, not only that, but it's also described that the descendants of the Yadu and Vrishti and Andalka Bhoja dynasties, that they were also becoming a little familiar with the Lord.
És azt is elmagyarázzák, hogy a Yadu, Vrishti, Andalka, Bhoja dinasztiának a tagjai nagyon belsőséges viszonyban vannak az Úrral.
And for this reason, they also had a tendency to not behave properly.
És szintén ez is arra készíti őket, hogy nem mindig megfelelően viselkedjenek.
And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta gave the example that even in the past times of Lord Chaitanya, it was Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, and Advaita Acharya who were all incarnations of the Lord. They did not leave any descendants.
És Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur elmagyarázza, az Úr Chaitanya, az Úr Nityananda és az Úr Advaita maguk az Úr, de nem hagyják, nem hagynak leszármazottakat.
Lord Chaitanya left no offspring.
Az Úr Chaitanya nem hagyott utódokat.
Lord Nityananda had one offspring, I think it was Virabhadra, or Virachandra, was it?
Virachandra.
And he was denounced even before Lord Nityananda departed. Denounced. And Advaita Acharya, he had sons. And the only one true representative was Achyutananda. And his other sons who were improperly representative, they were also denounced even before the departure of Advaita Acharya. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta explains that therefore when the Lord descended as Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, they also similarly took care of this problem by leaving no one behind who could properly misrepresent.
És Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur elmagyarázza, hogy ha bár az Úr megjelent, mint az Úr Chaitanya, az Úr Nityananda és az Úr Advaita, ők elrendezték ezt a problémát, hogy nem okozzanak zavart az utódjaik.
Although there was one line called the Nityananda Vamsas, they claimed to be descendants of Lord Nityananda. But they were not true representatives. And they themselves demonstrated how dangerous it is that when people become proud of their descendancy in the dynasty of the Supreme Lord, they do not properly respect those who are representative of the Supreme Lord, truly representative of the Supreme Lord.
És ők maguk is jó példák arra, hogy ha valaki megjelenik az Úr leszármazottjai között, akkor leszármazottjainak a vonalába, akkor mennyire nem képes értékelni azokat, akik pedig valóban képviselik az Urat.
So there was that reason also why the Lord wanted to clear the planet of this huge dynasty. Nobody could kill them. Another reason was, as was also explained, is that they would, after the Lord's disappearance, they would go wild. And just create complete havoc on the planet. So the Lord didn't want to leave without first getting them all to leave. He just wanted to clear the way, make the way so that, you know, his purpose could be fulfilled. Leaving behind Maharaj Yudhisthira, the Pandavas, battle of Kurukshetra was finished, and then the proper society would be established. So, by the way, what time is this class supposed to end?
8:30.
Oh boy. 8:30. Wow. Okay. Not how to compact everything into 10 minutes. I didn't know. All right, let's get to the essence. Anyways, the Lord's will was that the princes of the dynasty would apparently commit an offense to great devotees.
Az Úr akarata az volt, hogy ezeknek a dinasztiáknak a hercegei látszólag sértést kövessenek el a szentek ellen.
And of course that is described in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
És ezt a Bhagavatam 11. énekének a magyarázata.
How the sages, many great sages with present Vishvamitra, Vasishta, Narada, Atri, there were a lot of sages who had left Dwarka and went someplace outside of Dwarka by the request of the Lord. And while they were out there, while they were gathered together, they were performing sacrifice. And then some of the descendants, the princes from the Bhoja dynasty, they went there and they decided they were going to make a game with the sages. They were actually making fun of them. And they dressed up Samba as a woman. And they approached the sages and they said, "Oh, great sages, you are all knowing." Surely we know that you know everything. We have brought this woman before you, and she is pregnant, about to give birth. Could you please tell us, will it be a boy or will it be a girl?
És kérlek, mondjátok meg, hogy egy fiúnak, vagy egy lánynak fog életet adni.
So of course this was offensive.
Persze ez sértő.
Even to approach the sages in a way sort of like ridiculing them, like, "You're so all-knowing, can you please tell if it'll be a boy or a girl?"
Ezt, hogy megközelítik őket, és ilyen kérdést tesznek fel nekik, hogy ez a fiú, aki lánynak van öltözve, most egy lánynak, vagy egy fiúnak fog életet adni.
And then the sages became apparently very angry. And therefore they said, "Oh, this woman will not bear a boy or a girl. This woman will bear a big iron club." And that club will be the destruction of the whole dynasty. So the boys understood, but these are not ordinary persons either, these sages. And apparently they looked quite angry. So they knew they were sages. They were powerful. And they were angry. So they took the statement that was made very seriously. And then they lifted up the sari that Sambo was wearing and saw that, sure enough, there was a huge club under the sari. So they talked amongst themselves and said, we better report this. So they went back to the assembly of Maharaj Ugrasena and told them exactly what happened. And then they pulled out this big iron club and said, we didn't produce this club. This is how it appeared. What do we do with it now? This club is going to destroy our dynasty. So Maharaj Ugrasena was also a bit concerned. And he said, well, take the club and grind it up completely and throw all the small pieces into the ocean. So they ground up the club, except one piece didn't grind, and they just threw that one piece along with all the other small particles of the club into the ocean. Now, as we know, as it turned out, that one piece happened to be swallowed by a fish. And that fish happened to be caught by a fisherman. And it just so happens when the fisherman was cutting open the fish, one hunter happened to be nearby and saw the iron that was in the belly of the fish and decided he would take that piece of iron because it looked very suitable to use as an arrow. Not the shaft, but the arrowhead. And then hunter's name was Jarrah. And then all the little fine particles that were thrown into the ocean were washed ashore in due course of time.
És ezek a többi finom darabkák, ezeket pedig az óceán visszamosta a partra.
And when they were washed ashore, they gradually grew into reeds along the banks.
És ezek a pici darabkákból, pedig nádak nőttek ki a parton.
So that's what happened with the club.
Ez történt a közönyel.
However, now, at a distant time, it was the Lord who was in Dwarka. There were many bad omens appearing. Bad omens? Omen? You know what an omen is? And when all these bad omens started to appear, everyone was starting to become worried. What are the meaning of these different omens? And the Lord, He took the opportunity to tell everybody that these are signs of bad omens, that you should go to this place, Pabhasha Kshetra. And you should perform sacrifices to counteract these bad omens. So it was recommended that all the women and children and elderly men, they went someplace else. And all the male members of the dynasty were sent to this place to perform sacrifices.
És az összes férfi tagja a dinasztiának elment erre a helyre, hogy áldozatot mutasson be.
So while they were performing sacrifice, after they completed their sacrifices, they began taking some drink. I can't remember what it was called. Huh? Madu. Okay, madu. And they all became wildly intoxicated. Wildly intoxicated. And they became so wild that they began fighting with one another. So it's described that they had all their weapons with them and they used all their weapons to fight with one another. Sons were fighting with fathers. Fathers with sons. Grandsons with grandfathers. Brothers with brothers. Cousins with cousins. They were all related. And they were fighting and killing each other. And then they ran out of weapons. And there were still so many of them left. So they started pulling out these reeds that were growing up along the banks of the ocean. And they were using these reeds as weapons. And the reeds actually turned into, big, strong metal reeds. They were not just ordinary reeds, like a reed that's so flexible that nothing happens when you...
És ezek a mellek, ezek nem ilyen kis lágynáncálak voltak, mint a közönséges mellek, hanem igazából ezek vasút, rudatvel változtak a kezelékben.
It's like kusha grass, Balaram killed, with kusha grass, a little blade of grass, but still, it was a dangerous weapon. So these reeds all became very dangerous weapons, and then they all started killing everyone else off with these reeds. And fact is that nobody was left. They all were killed. Apparently, whoever was the last two to fight, they inflicted sufficient wounds in both, so that they both died. So the whole dynasty was destroyed. And then Krishna's purpose had been fulfilled. They all went back to Svargaloka. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that they went back to where they had all come from. Then, of course, as we know, the piece of metal that was taken by the hunter, Jara, he used it as an arrow. And actually, after all the descendants of the dynasties were destroyed, then Balaram also, he understood that the Lord's purpose is fulfilled, he's going to leave shortly, so Balaram just went and he merged himself into himself and then just disappeared. And then the Lord was left. And the Lord was sitting on, I think it was on the banks of a river. And he had one foot over another foot, and his lotus foot appeared to be like the face of a deer. And therefore, this hunter, Jara, had looked and saw the Lord's lotus foot and thought it was the face of a deer, and he thought he had a good target. And he took the arrow and that he had made with that arrowhead, and he fired the arrow at the foot of the Lord.
És akkor Jerem megpillantotta az Úrnak a lótuszlábát, azt gondolta, hogy egy őrznek az arca, fogta ezt a nyilat, aminek a hegye ebből a vasdarabból volt, és kilőtt az ilyen.
But the arrow did not pierce the foot of the Lord.
És ez a nyíl nem sebezte meg az Úrnak a lábát.
It only grazed the foot.
Hanem csak megkarcolta.
But nonetheless, the Lord accepted that as the pretense for him to leave.
De az úgy vette, hogy ez a jelennek, hogy itt az ideje távozni.
And when Jara came closer and saw actually what he had done, it's already 8:35, what should I do? I guess I should just finish this part. There's so much more. I mean, this is... Anyways, try to be fast. Anyways, the Jara fell at the feet and understood it was the Lord. And he just like, what have I done? What have I done? And the Lord said, oh, don't worry. Don't worry. What you've done is just what I wanted you to do. And therefore, on the pretext of being shot in the heel of the foot by an arrow, the Lord actually utilized that as an opportunity to leave the planet, and he actually gave the hunter, he actually sent him to the spiritual world, to Vaikuntha, for his service. The hunter was so repentant that the Lord was trying to assure him, don't worry, you did the right thing. And the Lord immediately arranged for a plane to come from Vaikuntha to take the hunter back to Vaikuntha. And after the hunter went back to Vaikuntha, then the Lord, he left. And everybody thought, you know, of course, Prabhupada explains that the Lord left behind a physical body to bewilder the atheists. To think, for those who wanted to think the Lord was an ordinary human being, the Lord gave him the opportunity to think that way.
És az Úr, Srila Prabhupada elmagyarázza, hogy hátrahagyott egy fizikai testet annak érdekében, hogy megzavarja a démonikus embereket, hogy azt gondolják, hogy ő csak egy közönséges élőlény volt.
So it appeared that he left because he was shot by a hunter, but actually, as we know.
És azért úgy tűnt, hogy azért távozott el, mert egy vadász lelőtte, de hát valójában nem ez történt.
It was his will for him to move on and go to the next universe. So this was all arranged ultimately by the will of the Lord. And therefore, as explained here, that everything appeared to happen for other reasons. Because actually these descendants of the Yadu dynasty were actually all devotees, and it was not possible for them to offend such great sages. And neither was it possible for such great sages to become angry at such a small thing like that. Although sometimes the sages will make a show of anger. And we know that whenever great sages make a show of anger, it's always, you know, for a good reason. For instance, like when Narada Muni became angry at Nalakuvara and Managriva, he was angry. He made a show of anger at them because they were behaving improperly in his presence. And he cursed them. But actually we know that when a great devotee becomes angry and curses, it's actually a benediction. So therefore, here the point is made that they made a show, the cursing of the princes by the sages was another transcendental of the Lord to make a show of anger.
Itt azt írja, hogy az, hogy a bölcsek megátkozták a hercegeket, az Úr egy újabb transzcendentális kertelése, egy dühös színjáték volt csupán.
And he wanted to make that show of anger to, so that everyone could understand the dangers of offending saintly persons.
És annak érdekében mutatták ezt a dühöt, hogy mindenki megérthesse, hogy milyen veszélyes megsérteni a szenteket.
The Lord does that. Of course, there's another pastime, but it's too late. But essentially, Lord Chaitanya did the same thing with his mother, Satchimata. He became very angry at Satchimata because she actually offended Advaita Acharya, but although it really wasn't an offense.
Nagyon dühös lett Satchimatára, mert ő megsértette a Vitácsáját, de valójában ez nem is volt egy igazi
sért. It's a long story, and if I were to tell it, it would go to 9 o'clock. But essentially, the Lord showed anger at his mother and would not give his mother the same benediction he was giving to everyone else doing his Mahaprakash Lila.
És az Úr dühöt mutatott, mivel Satchimata megsértette a Vitácsáját, és ezért nem adta neki ugyanazt a kegyet, mint mindenki másnak a Mahaprakash Lila során.
All the devotees were coming before the Lord and he was giving out benedictions. He was all the devotees were asking him, please give ecstatic love of Godhead to this person, to that person, to that person.
Jöttek a bakták sorban, és mindannyian kérték az Úr Chaitanyát, hogy kérlek adj extázist ennek a baktának, annak a baktának, amannak a baktának.
And the Lord was giving ecstatic love of Godhead to everyone because he was being asked to.
És az Úr mindenkinek adta az extatikus Isten szeretetet, mindenkinek, aki kérte.
So one devotee said, give ecstatic love to Satchimata.
És az egyik bakta kérte, hogy adja el extatikus szeretetet Satchimatának.
And the Lord said, no.
Az Úr azt mondta, nem.
And the devotees were shocked. She's your mother. You're giving ecstatic love to everyone else, people that you don't even know. She's your mother. She gave birth to you. She's the mother of the universe. Please, what are you saying that you won't give her ecstatic love? No, she's an offender. She offended Advaita Acharya. The devotees couldn't understand what was going on. Everyone else was getting ecstatic love, but he wouldn't give it to Satchimata. What was her offense? Very, very small and significant offense. Her offense was that Advaita Acharya was influenced her son Vishwarupa to take sannyas.
Hogy Advaita Acharya volt az, aki rávette a fián Vishwarupot, hogy fogadjon el sannyas.
But she never said anything to anybody.
És Satchimata nem mondott sohasem.
Never said a word. She just said, "My son took sannyas because of Advaita Acharya."
Csak annyit mondott, hogy a fiam Advaita Acharya miatt lett sannyas.
That's all she thought in her mind.
Ennyi volt, amit az elmében gondolt.
But then it went a little bit farther. Because then Nimai started to become attracted to associating with Advaita Acharya. And when she saw that Nimai was associating with Advaita Acharya, then in her mind she was thinking, he's known as Advaita, but actually he's Dvaita. He's dual, duality.
És úgy van, akkor azt gondoltam, amikor látta Dímai és hozzódik Advaita Acharyához, hogy az ő neve Advaita, de valójában Advaita, ő kettősséget, része vagyok.
Because he will be a source of suffering to me.
És sok szenvedést okozott nekem.
So all she thought in her mind, he's not Advaita, he's Dvaita.
Ennyi volt, amit gondolt, hogy nem Advaita, hanem Dvaita.
So the Lord considered that to be an offense.
és az Úr ezt sértésnek vette.
So when all the devotees asked the Lord to give ecstatic love to Sachimata, the Lord said, no, only if she takes, goes and takes the dust of the way to Acharya's feet will she be able to get ecstatic love.
És amikor minden bakta kérlelte arra, hogy adjon neki ecstatikus szeretetet, azt mondta, hogy nem. Csak akkor fogja megkapni az ecstatikus szeretetet, hogyha elmegy és leveszi a portadóit Acharya lábáról.
So then all the devotees went to Advaita Acharya.
És az összes bakta elment Advaita Acharyához.
And they told Advaita Acharya what the Lord said.
És elmondták, hogy Advaita Acharyának, hogy mit mondott az Úr.
And the Advaita Acharya said, what are you saying? The dust from my feet? Are you kidding me? How can I possibly give the dust of my feet to Sachimata? And then he began speaking about glorifying Sachimata as if he had hundreds of mouths. And while glorifying Sachimata, then he went into complete ecstasy. At his ecstasy, he fell on the ground. And Sachimata was watching. She saw the whole thing. She's like, now's my chance. So all the way to Chai was lying on the ground in ecstasy for glorifying Sachimata. Sachimata dove for his lotus feet and grabbed the dust. And then, because she got the dust of Advaita Acharya's feet, she went into ecstasy and she fell unconscious. She got the ecstatic love the Lord said she can only get if she goes to get, and gets the dust of Advaita Acharya's lotus feet. So the Lord, again, used this example to show anger that you better be careful about offending devotees.
Az Úr itt is használta ezt a módszert, hogy időutatott annak érdekében, hogy felhívja a figyelmet arra, hogy milyen veszélyes sértést elkövetni a szentek ellen.
And he even used his own mother as an example.
És a saját anyját használta példaként.
So sometimes the Lord will make a show of anger to fulfill certain purposes.
Az Úr néha dühöt mutat, hogy valamilyen célt érjen el vele.
And this pastime was one such display.
És ez a kettelés, ez egy ilyen bemutató volt.
Okay, I'll stop here. Thank you. Thank you. Still talk about each other.
Shri Rani Ranjan Swami Maharaj ki.